I'm from Malaysia, KL, Malaysia. Today I want to talk about fear. The fear is real. When someone was telling me, you know, should try to go back to your husband, supposed to what? Feel that the fear was not real? The fear was just on my head? That I was going crazy? So the fear was not even there? It was just me? But then when my children goes and meet a psychologist. But one of them, which with ADHD, actually see a psychiatrist every month, every few weeks actually. When they talk to me, the psychiatrist, the psychologist said that, you know, your child is in fear and it did not just in your head. It hit you that it's not only me. It's not just me who feel it, but they too. And I thought I was able to conceal it for so many years. That, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm okay. Even though I'm afraid, I'm still okay. I can go through this. I can still be the wife. I can still be the mother. And like they said, you are the mother, but you can't be the wife anymore. Please accept that you have the fear, because we do. That's why we tell people that we are having this fear. The fear is there in their head, in their mind, in their body and soul. Unless they are able to get rid of the fear, to get the source of the fear, to get rid of the source of the fear. Got it? It's not easy, especially when the person that has been putting that fear inside your head and your body and your soul constantly trying to penetrate into our head, to our life, trying to get into our life, trying to, you know, not understanding. And when we told him that he's the trigger, is the reason, and of course he started to say, so what? I'm not the villain. I said, doesn't really matter, but the feel is real. No, deny, and it sucks, because we started to realize that, you know, yet the fear, you do feel the fear, and you're not alone. The whole household feel it. But it's just that the reason of the fear, do not want to understand, do not want to acknowledge. And that is what you call a very high-ranking narcissistic, I believe. Because I've seen narcissistic, I was brought up by narcissistic. But this the love is still there. It's not that I'm denying it, that the fear and all, but besides the fear of, but the fear is more of you to get into trouble, you don't do stupid things and things like that. You don't do stupid things not knowing the risk, that kind of fear. That is so different compared to, you know, having this fear of, you know, somebody just breathe down your neck. Someone is just there to watch you and see what you do next. Yeah, it is happening. It has happened. Actually, it's not. It is happening. And right now, I don't know how to move on when the fear is still there. Malaysia, the school gonna start soon, and creeps my children out. The girls especially. They don't want, they have this fear that the father will just come and grab them from school. Because yeah, technically and lawfully that he's still the father. We are the one who's on the running. We are just like refugees kind of thing. It sucks. If only, you know, there's some sympathy. And the worst part is somebody could understand that our fear. Yeah, today is all about fear. Because it hit me so much yesterday. When I saw it, I heard it from my own children. When we caught the message that they are supposed to go start to school soon, you can see the fear inside them. You can see the fear in their eyes. They just can't. How do I do this? What am I supposed to do? How do I get over this with my children? I, as an adult, as the mother, and I'm not sure they are so young. You know, it seems that they are brutally honest sometimes, but there are things that I'm very afraid of, and this is one of it. Fear from a domestic abuse is real. Domestic abuse is real. It may not go physical. Like myself, it's not about physical. There's no physical in my marriage. No physical. I literally said there's no physical thing. Okay? I'll elaborate one more time. Next time or whenever. Real. The mental abuse is there. He will keep on denying and making me look crazy and sound crazy, but it was there. I thought I was just being overreacting, but when, and that's why I keep everything to myself, but when my children was telling me, well, it's real, it did happen to you and we don't like it, it hit me hard that they saw it. They saw through all of this. And it wasn't coming from me, it came from the abuser. And he thought he was able to hide it. He may be able to hide it from the public, from the world, from my family, his family, actually his family saw it. Listening to my podcast, because honestly I just need an outlet to tell someone, to say it out loud, because it sucks so much. I have a blog, but I'm not that good in writing. I'm not good in expressing myself either, but yeah, I'm trying, because I can't let this thing cook into my head and inside my head all the time. I just need to say it out loud to make it obvious, no, to make it that yes, it is. It's not that it's just in my head kind of thing. Thank you everyone. Well, I have a blog. My blog is Mimiliana, MIMILIANA @blogspot.com. Take care everyone. Have a good day. This is me out for now.